He loved his own and the world, and he loved them to the end. He loved his own and the world, and he loved them to the end. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this brief sentence, St. John describes the love of Jesus that binds us together on this holy night. We gather as this little group in the cathedral here, but united with all of you who are listening on the radio broadcast or watching the live stream, and joined with all the members of the church throughout the world. We've entered the sacred Triduum in this holiest of weeks, the 3 days of celebration of the events that changed the whole history of humanity and the world. It's the time where we see what Jesus did by his passion, death, and resurrection to change all of human history. We join in prayer amid the trials and sufferings due to the coronavirus pandemic. In the very way that we're worshiping tonight, unable to be gathered publicly, is part of that sacrifice and suffering, isn't it? I was thinking about the name of that virus, corona, which is a Latin word meaning crown. It drew me to think about the virus as an analogy for the spiritual sickness that brought our Lord to come to us to make this total offering of himself to heal us. Remember how Satan tempted Adam and Eve with the lie, "No, you will not die if you eat of the forbidden fruit. You will become like God." Can we see in that temptation an offering of a crown of pride and disobedience? And when Adam and Eve chose it, how that original sin brought separation from God, separation from each other, and ultimately death. An infection even worse than the present virus. Jesus came, taking on our human nature, and in humility and obedience, making the one sacrifice of himself that could heal our separation from our Father. He wore not a gold crown, but a crown of thorns, making this offering. So we could think about sin as a spiritual virus that Jesus, our divine physician, came to heal and always heals as we turn to him. On this night, brothers and sisters, we remember Jesus did 3 things. He instituted the Eucharist, he instituted the priesthood, and he gave us a model of service and humility. It was during the Passover meal with his apostles that Jesus changed that into the first offering of the Holy Eucharist. Instead of saying, "This is the bread of the covenant," he said, "This is my body given up for you." Instead of saying, "This is the wine of the covenant," he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, to be poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So for over 2,000 years, the church that Jesus established has taken him at his word, believing that in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus is giving us his body and blood, soul and divinity. Not just a symbol, not just a historical remembrance, but his real presence, a real share in his life. Jesus gave us this gift as a very special, substantial way in which he remains with us, healing us. He loves his own and loves us to the end. In these days, when we've not had the privilege, all of us, to receive our Lord in Holy Eucharist, it's been a great sacrifice for many of you. Perhaps it's deepened your hunger for the Lord and a longing, a treasuring of this gift. Could it be the Lord even bringing a kind of purification for his whole church, that we treasure this gift even more? When we're once again able to worship publicly and receive Holy Communion, how much more will our hearts be filled with gratitude and praise and love and joy? The day is coming. Even now, we know that the Lord is offering his graces beyond the sacraments too. And so many of you have been rediscovering the devotion of spiritual communion. allowing the Lord to bless you even while you cannot receive his body and blood in Holy Communion. How much he loves each one of us and wants to reassure us that he is near, he is with us. And secondly, in order that this gift of the Holy Eucharist will remain with us in the Church, Jesus established the apostles as his first priests, telling them, "Do this in memory of me." Priests are ordained to offer sacrifice, especially the sacrifice of the Mass. In this way, the sacrifice, which began at the Last Supper and was completed on the cross, is re-presented by priests in every Holy Mass. This is a tremendous gift, a humbling gift for all of us priests. In these days, when we priests and our bishops have been offering private Masses, it's been very humbling to me to be able to receive the Lord in the Eucharist while holding all of you in my heart and offering up your intentions and needs. I was thinking of three special priests that are an inspiration for all of us. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of all diocesan priests, once said that priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Through the priesthood, the love of our Lord's Sacred Heart is passed on to all through the sacraments and the ministry of priests. It was powerful last year to have the relic of the heart of St. John Vianney right here in the cathedral for veneration. His love for the Lord and his people moved him to spend 15 to 18 hours a day in the confessional for years. Jesus' mercy revealed. We also had the privilege of hosting the relics of another great priest, St. Padre Pio, the great humble Capuchin Franciscan priest from Italy. He too spent hours in the confessional, acting as a channel of God's mercy for people that came from miles away. Padre Pio himself knew suffering from illness and from the stigmata he received. He helped victims of a plague during the time of his youth and established a hospital in Italy where the sick could experience God's love. His encouragement, "Pray, hope, don't worry," speaks to us today, doesn't it? And of course, we have right here in the church the body of Venerable Bishop Barraga, another amazing priest of God whose missionary travels revealed his heroic virtue. The people that he served for years did not have access to the sacraments very often, some only seeing Bishop Barraga every few months, if that. They could not receive the Eucharist very often, so Barraga was a special comfort for them to encourage them by his humble, sacrificial love. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The third act of Jesus on this special night was to humbly wash the feet of his apostles, showing them a model of humble service and leadership. He calls all of us to serve one another in love, in simple acts of mercy. Jesus told us once that whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus helps us see his presence in others as we look in faith. Recently, I was called to pray the anointing of the sick and last rites with two patients at our hospital who were dying of the COVID-19 illness. I had a days before that received training on the use of the special protective equipment that we need to be able to use to do that safely. I was really touched by the care of the nurses and doctors in the unit, how much they wanted to protect me as well as their reverencing of the church's care for her sick. In praying with the patients, I could envision the crucified Lord in them. I was grateful to be able to be Jesus' hands and voice in giving them the Lord's comfort and the assurance of his forgiveness, commending them to God with the prayers of the church. There was a male nurse in one of the patient's rooms assisting me. And after we left the room, I asked him his name because I couldn't see and he was wearing a mask. When he told me his name, I recognized him and his family name because two of his brothers are seminarians for our diocese. So here was a young man willing to serve others as a nurse in this risky situation, humbly serving and generously, and his two brothers willing to offer themselves as future priests of Jesus. And knowing their family, I know they learned this from their family's sacrificial love in humble everyday service to each other and in devotion to the Lord. As we pray tonight, Jesus is here with us. He's with each one of you right where you are. He wants to wash our feet, to pour his mercy over us and within us. He is offering himself in the sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist through the gift of the priesthood. In receiving his mercy, we are empowered to be channels of his mercy wherever we are, humble foot washers. Let's stay with Jesus in prayer these holy days and thank him for loving us to the end.